This is episode 1062. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I hope you are doing well today. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm excited to share with you a meditation technique as we explore our theme for the week. Our theme is all about exploring your five senses for mindfulness. So mindfulness through your five senses. In each episode, we've explored a different sense. And in today's episode, you'll explore how to be mindful with your sense of touch. And you'll have the option to do a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands. And there are a lot of different nerve endings on our fingertips and thumb tips. And when we activate these by applying pressure on them or touching them together with your other hand, then this stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. So I'm going to explain to you a little bit how that works. The process is explained beautifully by a scientist, Dr. David Linden, and he wrote a book called Touch, The Science of Hand, Heart, and Mind. And he argues that the genes, cells, and neural circuits involved in the sense of touch have been crucial to creating our unique human experience. So in yesterday's episode, you may remember we explored your sense of smell and how smell triggers the part of your brain that helps you to remember, stores memories. Certain scents can take you back years and years to a particular moment in time. So maybe if you're smelling lemons, sliced lemons, you're transported back to the time when you used to sell lemonade at your own lemonade stand, for example. Well, Dr. Linden mentions that in the sense of touch, there are two components. The first component is where you're actually feeling touched, where you feel the pressure, you feel maybe this beautiful sensation, or you might feel pain, or you might be wearing a coarse sweater and it's scratchy, or you might be in a comfortable bed and you feel nice and cozy. We feel this sensation in our body. Well, he talks about a second pathway in the brain for processing touch that's equally as vital. And this is a pathway that involves your social and emotional perception combined with your sense of touch. And to explain this, he talks about how if somebody comes up to you and puts their arm around you, well, you'll feel them touching you. They'll place their arm around you. But there's the component as to how you emotionally or socially perceive this touch that's just as vital as the touch. So if a loved one puts their arm around you, you feel good, you feel loving, you feel gratitude. Well, let's say that it's a casual acquaintance, such as a colleague, or maybe your boss or a friend places their arm around you. Well, you're not likely going to feel this loving sensation with this touch. You might feel pretty good, maybe friendly or a sense of camaraderie, or maybe if you don't like the people, you feel as though you just want to crawl away from their arm. So this is really important in regard to touch. So depending on the emotional social interaction, this will determine how we perceive touch, and it has to do with your memories. Just like, as I mentioned, your sense of smell, it takes you back to whatever was triggered the last time you had that kind of interaction associated with that kind of touch. So this is something we harbor in our memory. So how about you seated, getting ready to meditate, being mindfully present of touch and the kind of social emotional response you may notice in your body as you sit down and close your eyes and consider how you're feeling in your body, where you're holding tightness, where you're holding pain? Well, likely a particular emotion, maybe something someone said to you or did to you, could be very uplifting or could have brought you down. This is important because it makes you feel a certain way. So notice where you hold tightness or tension in your body, or pain and pleasure as well. And then, if you'd like to do the mudra, it's called the Hakini Mudra. To do it is simple. You're simply going to press your fingertips and your thumb tips together. So you could imagine that you're squeezing with your palms a ball, holding up a ball, and your fingers and your thumbs are touching as your hands are holding this ball. And so you can find a photo of this on my website at sipandom.com, or just go to my Facebook page there. And that's SIP, just like sipping tea, S-I-P, and OM, O-M. You might say OM as you meditate. So there, I always leave a photograph of the week's mudra so you can see what it looks like. This is a simple mudra to do. And what it does is it helps to access your right hemisphere of your brain that helps to activate your memory. And another thing this mudra does is, not surprisingly, when you consider your sense of smell and memory, well, this mudra, along with opening up the access to your memory in your right brain hemisphere, it helps your respiration. So it helps you to deepen your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. It helps you to fully maximize your respiration, which is critical when you're trying to reduce stress or sleep better or manage any kind of reaction. So this is a great mudra to do that. You can hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable holding it, and then just simply release it, resting your hands on your lap or your knees with your palms upward or downward as you continue to meditate. Now, when you hold this mudra, your hands are going to be upward. If you hold them at your chest as they're touching, this is the best. And your thumbs are kind of pointed downward with your fingers pointed upward. So try this Hakini Mudra. Improve your respiration. Activate your memory. Notice in a mindful way your sense of touch. Your fingertips and thumb tips are touching each other, activating different sensations in your mind and body. So take this into your meditation, and if you'd like to be guided in a full guided meditation, you can find those, as long as access to over 1,000 meditations, at my website. That's at sipandom.com. There is a membership site there, and you can join it for 2 weeks absolutely free. And you get access to not only over 1,000 meditations and a brand new one added daily, you can meditate for up to half an hour. So you could stop at the 15-minute mark or even the half-hour mark. And you get a guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you, as well as a journal so you can explore each week's theme a little more in depth with a customized journal, customized to the theme. And of course, you get access to your own private Facebook group. So you can head over there to sipandom.com and see if this is something that might help you to meditate better, or even to learn how to meditate. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.